Hello, friends. It's us, Tiff
and Sarah,
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started.
Okay.
Hi.
Howdy, howdy.
Cute hat.
Thanks. Casual Friday.
That's cute. I like that you make those hats.
Thanks.
I think you should give me that one.
You want this one?
Yeah, I love it.
It's super talk cute. Dirty to me, it is. It's your vibe.
Always talk dirty to me.
It's your vibe.
Okay, how are things?
Good. Busy week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very busy week.
Busy.
I do love it. That is so good.
Cherry limeade.
Zamosa. Leave it to us to mix energy with alcohol. What the fuck?
What was
We're
that
like college
called?
Students.
What was that called back in the day?
Four Loko.
Four Loko?
I never had one, but
oh my god, that's
it was the energy drink alcohol, and they like, I think someone died, and they had to like take the energy drink out of it.
Yeah, it's called Four Loko. You're crazy four times
did
if you,
have,
you drink it.
Did you have one? Did you?
I'm sure I've had one. No, probably not.
It was like big here. Like, there's something else that came out after that too.
Like if you're gonna do that, why don't you just like I don't know. Do some smoke
well, anyway,
some pot.
Zamosa.
Smoke some pot. Yeah, zamosa.
I feel like that would do the opposite.
That's better.
Okay.
No, I smoke a little ganja and like my house gets clean and I feel just so creative. Which brings me to my next topic. We should draw a topic.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we're here for.
That's right.
Conversation in a jar.
The zamosas are
It's getting
are
to kicking. You.
No, it's your turn.
Oh, I'll reach in.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Oh, I drew one too many. Let's see, which one should I go with?
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. This is what Owen would do.
Catch a tiger by its toe. That one goes.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay. We're not going to do the whole song.
No, because my patience is not.
Oh, my God. What if...
Oh,
you speak. Okay,
how does your environment on a clean level affect your mental state? To say it doesn't affect your mental state.
You're not self-aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, no, that's not true. That's, well.
I can take this
one. You want to go?
I know. I mean, for me, it's my love language. You want to get into my pants? Acts of service.
Acts of service is your love language. Yeah.
Big time. I love a clean environment.
Yeah.
It is so, it's like a breath of fresh air when you go to grab something and it's there. You open a drawer and it doesn't look like, you know, it's just a jumbled mess. It does affect my mental state.
Totally.
I wish that it didn't. However, something I also noticed in therapy, yeah, I go to therapy. Everyone should. I clean. I love to clean because I can control it.
Yeah.
It's a way to control my environment.
It's also what I was told in therapy.
Oh, here we go. High five for therapists. Okay. Clean matters. It really does. It's just like my master bedroom right now. Don't go in there.
So when my space in my house or my office are not tidy, not like clean, but tidy at minimum, right? Like picked up things where they go. I can't think as clear. My brain doesn't even know where to start.
Right.
You know, and mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. when my house starts to get messy or my office is kaboom inside, that's when you know, like me mentally, or I've got too much going on in my brain right now.
You haven't paused.
I haven't mm-hmm. given myself space to like slow down. Like February with all the birthdays, all the holidays. Like,
yeah,
I just feel like from November to like April is like boom, 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 so much.
It gets busy.
Birthday, yeah.
Which is why you have to have systems.
Yes.
What gets me so lit in my household is when I have created systems and boxes and bins and places mm-hmm. for everything and it still isn't followed. Whew, that's – I lose my shit. Even on the smallest thing, I'm like, why can't you do that? If you can't do that, what is that saying? Like, what is the language that you're saying if you flop your shit somewhere that you know it doesn't go? And if you flop your shit somewhere where you can see that everybody's having to move it around and it doesn't go there, and then it just starts
I think it's
like a
really
whirlwind.
hard also living in a house with multiple people because everyone's going through their own shit, right? Everyone's going through their own stuff that
Yeah.
is like, if they're had a harder day or in a more depressed state, not that they are depressed, but in a harder moment in their world,
Right.
then like it isn't gonna be, and I'm the same way. Like if when I'm on and it's good. And then when I'm like exhausted and I just need a moment, you think I'm gonna go put my shoes on my shoe rack right away? Probably not. They're probably gonna stay right in the laundry room or like, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah. But
right
to
when I
your
come
point,
in,
who cleans the house?
well, it's me.
So you can leave your fucking shoes anywhere you want. No one else is going to pick them up for you. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if Josh had a really hard day at
Yeah.
work too, like I have to,
You lay off.
it's hot, like I have to be aware enough to give him grace of like, okay, his backpack is going to be right at that front door, his boots are whatever, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I can just tell by the energy when he opens the door is like, what are we dealing with today? You know, and the kid, and when picking up Owen from school, like
Yeah.
you, that energy that's coming in, like if he like slams that backpack into the car, or is it like him popping in, right? Like we know what we're dealing with.
Yeah. I like a clean environment so I can handle all of those things that you talked about better. I can give it all of my focus. And when it was just me, Vinny, and Gabby, I pay attention to the mannerisms of the people that I live with. Where do they drop all their stuff? Why? How can I make it easy? Why are you carrying everything out here when you could just drop it at the door? All they have to do is open a
Systems,
closet door and put their shoes
systems.
away.
Yeah.
And then they're not stepping on them. They know exactly where they are. So we're not like, where's my fucking shoes? And for me, I'm stopping that. For me, I'm trying to help that depressed state or that hard time by having systems, buckets, things in place.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. All that's great, said and done. Josh is a fucking adult who pays his mortgage just like you. He can, like, that's, I give Greg so much grace because of those, that exact discussion that you had with Josh. Like, how are they going to come in the door? If he has to work right away, if we're handling clients, none of that shit matters. What gets me is when people are lying around the house on their phones and their tablets, and they're literally sitting around just chaos. Like, we're doing our podcast on this island. You should have seen it before you got here.
Yeah,
And I
right.
understand, like, everybody's household, everyone's gonna be like, yep, my
Same.
household, the island
Yeah.
is a dumping ground.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you could
Yeah.
save a life on this thing.
Yeah.
I get that. But isn't this so much nicer? It just feel like you can come and eat right away. And we have paper plates, throw them away. That got rid of. I don't want to wash my dishes. Fucking bullshit. That just irks me. So we got paper plates. Now the paper plates sit on the counter. So for me, I think that it's probably psychologically a little bit of a control thing, right?
A
But
little bit.
well, fine, it is. I'm cool with that. I'm not a control freak, but there are, for people to say that they're not control freaks, you are in certain aspects of your life. And you should be. I don't think being in control or being controlling is bad all the time. It really depends on the environment. I want 100% control over my business. I want 100% control over my kids. I want 100% control over my household. And if you or Josh shows up or somebody, and this has happened, just shows up at your house, it is a little, you can't tell me you don't feel a little bit like, oh, fuck. I'm not talking about when I
You
come
don't.
over. We give each other passes. However, what's the point in having organization if you don't utilize it and you just step right over it? It drives me mad. I wasn't given that grace as a kid.
Yeah,
And I don't think that's a
that's where this
bad,
comes from.
cool. I don't feel it's a bad thing though, to be prepped, to be ready. Do you know how
Yeah.
often that translates into every aspect of my life?
Yeah. Can we go back to you saying like 100% control on things?
Yeah, what about it?
Is that realistic?
Over some things, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I have 100% control over me. I have 100%
That's
control.
the only thing you have 100% control over.
Correct.
It's only yourself.
No, I know. And also over your kids a little bit, depending on their age.
That's
When
not
they're older,
100% control. You have,
you're
there's
really
no.
just gonna you're just gonna dive in on this 100% thing, aren't you?
It's just not. I think you're aspiring to something that's not possible. 100% control in your business. You are in a people business. You don't have 100 control. 100%. You have
Over the things
100%
I
of
do.
you in your business. You are going to do your job and recognizing what you need to do differently and tweaked for better outcomes. Yes, you have control over that.
That's my business.
And there's still things in our market, in our businesses that we don't have control over.
Right, but I could also flip the script and say, I understand that we don't, but for me, when I say 100% control over my business, that means I do. Everything can lead back to I have 100% control of me,
Yeah.
my actions, what I do, how I show up. So it doesn't really matter about the market or another person. At the end of the day, whatever outcome I want, I can control that to a point for me on my side. If something doesn't go the way that I want it to, I get to go back to me and control how I respond to it.
Yes,
So,
that,
to be clear,
yes.
I'm not running around like a fucktard being like, I want control over everything. No, I'm not saying that. But I do have control over me, and there are certain things like my fucking house I would like 100% control over. And I do. I'm the only one that cleans it. I'm the one that decorates it. I'm the one that organizes it. I'm the one that cooks. I'm the one that does all that. So I want the majority of the control over that, right? If I don't like that someone doesn't put their shit away, then I will clean it. I have control over that. I'll do it. I'll just do it. You
Do
know?
you just do it?
Yeah, sometimes. Most of the time.
Yeah, but I don't, you're not cool with that.
No, not cool with
You're not
it.
cool with that.
No.
And you shouldn't be. There
Not
is a
because
level of
it's.
expectation of like community, like family members doing their part. And like, I think it's a little bit of both of like recognizing, like, hey, I noticed you just like dumped your stuff. Are you okay? Because we know where that goes, right? Like something like that. Versus like,
I don't get into it with kids. I'm like, your backpack is there, put it where it belongs. Done. I'm done with the conversation. Roll your eyes, say whatever you need to say to me. I don't care as long as I don't hear it. Put your shit away. It also is important for me because there's so much that I'm responsible for, you're responsible. There's just so much. And it adds on every day. I don't want to fuck with a dirty motherfucking house. When there's half-eaten apples that are just sitting there, or someone can't throw their plate away and it's right in front of the trash can, what does that mean? Like, think about for me, and it happens over and over again. And when you start off polite and having those conversations, like, hey, this is where it goes. Please start doing that. Hey, remember how we had that conversation? Please do that. When it's a continuous thing, like right, like this week, I was hot to trot today. Or not just today, but this week, I was hot to trot because we had events and stuff, and I got home a little later. And all three girls did nothing. They cooked themselves food. They didn't clean the dishes. They didn't fucking feed the dogs. They didn't pick up after themselves. They didn't do any of those things. It's like you have to walk them through life. So when you have a clean house, that I feel that people are running on the appropriate cylinders because that shit translates as an adult. It translates into relationships, work relationships. What you attention to detail does set you apart. And I learned that from Mr. Widener when I worked for him in property management. That and I it, and it speaks mounds in my opinion. Do you go and show a house? And I tell my kids this analogy. If you're a real estate agent and you walk into a house and immediately you can't see the house because there's a fucking cotton ball on the carpet or an ear cleaner on the bathroom floor or a fuzz bunny roaming around the hardwood floor every time the door opens, and you're that person that doesn't say, that doesn't belong. We're not selling that with the house. and pick it up and do something with it, don't you think that's a little bit of like a like how you show up big for people? It's Gandhi. Love Gandhi. Always, when you walk into a place, always leave it better than you found it. So even if I go into a Starbucks bathroom and there's three paper towels or those little paper towel nuggets that kind of come off sometimes, I pick them up and I throw them away. Bathroom looks better. It feels better. It looks different. You clear off the dining room table, it looks and you your whole body, your energy, it feels different.
Totally.
I don't feel that there's anything wrong with being a clean person. If you're
Of
dating
course
and you're a
not.
female and you go to a dude's house and his house is so fucked, I would be like, bro, if this is how you take care of your house, you might have a dirty dick.
Okay.
You don't want to be intimate with a woman and get to know each other when with a house that's like,
I don't think a guy would absolutely care. Guys are not going to care. Now, I agree with you on
I do
this.
think guys would care. I have a really great friend, Michael Hoyland, who is a
Oh.
phenomenal human, and he would give a shit.
Well, he's a grown man, like has a family that you didn't know him in his 20s.
No, Greg did. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying men do. They should. They should.
They should.
They should. It
I
shows
think in a
different.
majority, I think they just want to get laid. And so if the house is messy, I mean, not wife material, but they're still gonna.
Okay, but no one wants to fuck a guy while they've got a fucking Air Jordan in their back. That's not fun.
No, that's a woman though. Like you're talking about two different places. If you're at a girl's place and the guy's like, "Oh, it's not clean. I'm not gonna hang out with you." No, not ever happening. But if a girl goes to the guy's place and it's like a wreck, she might be like, "There's an emergency. I gotta go," because she texted her friend and they called her now, right? Like, code red folder. I'm out.
Yeah. We've talked about this before. You get to a point in your life where you just want to show up being your best, and that trickles everywhere. And the reason why cleanliness affects your mental state, and we talked about this morning, even says in the Bible, you know the Bible. I know it to be on my Dr. Bronner's Castile soap that cleanliness is second to godliness. Maybe I said that wrong, but there is something so amazing when you go to a hotel. You've got the little soaps, the bed is made, you get to crawl in and just, oh, it feels, you're like, yes, I get to live. No one wants to walk in. And here's the thing, if it wasn't the creme de la creme of what you should aspire to, then why the fuck do they even clean hotel rooms? Why not just lay on the other person's jizzy sheets if that's cool? Get my
Well,
point?
there are some hotels that, I mean,
We're not talking about your boy's birthday in, where did you go? In
what?
Ocean Shores.
Oh my God. What a nightmare. What
That story just kept
a,
unfolding and
oh.
unfolding. And I was like, are you gonna stop telling me some shit? Because I'm like,
Nope.
I'm done. I'm done. Go, come home.
Right.
You get my point. Here's another good point of why
Why
it
didn't they
affects
tell
your
me that
mental
there was a
state.
fire in the original hotel? I'm sorry. Okay, keep going.
Who knows?
But it
But
could.
would you rent a shitty hotel room? Mm-mm, better be
No.
clean, bitch. That's what I'm saying. Cleanliness
Well, if I'm
matters.
spending money, like I expect a certain.
I pay a mortgage
Yeah.
on this motherfucking house. I expect it to look good. And if we're making messes, just pick them up. None of us around here are really like, there's so many places and spaces for things. Like, I organize my pantry. Me and Vincent have organized that pantry so many times, every year, at least 4 to 5 times. There are baskets, and you've seen my pantry at its best. Now look at it. Is there really a reason for that?
I haven't
If
seen it
you have a
lately.
shelf that's like, this is where Zip Fizzes go. This is how you get your cookies. I put the cereal on a level to the shortest person, which would be my daughter, not me. I'm always cognizant.
Saying
Yeah,
something.
I'm always cognizant so that the kids have an opportunity to say, oh, I can't put it back there because it's right there. But no, they want to throw it on the floor.
Oh no, my boy is put. I mean, my 7 and 3-year-old know how to put their.
Okay, so pause on that emotion. at what point as a parent, when you have systems and things in place,
Yeah.
and the kids know that, and it's been talked about over and over,
Yeah.
at what point do you find it disrespectful if they don't do it? And I'm not talking about, I
Oh.
had a hard day. We can hear about, no one's
Yeah,
not
yeah,
vocal
yeah.
in this house. At what point do you say, now I just feel like you don't give a fuck and you're being disrespectful?
I think
And I'm not talking about in their own room and space. I let that go a long time ago.
yeah. But like in the kitchen, dining room, living room,
Yeah.
all the common
Yeah.
spaces. Yeah. Well, I mean, my kids are younger, 7 and 3, so
Yeah, but you were a
I
teenage girl once. Tell me if you think that that is just
oh.
crazy to think that way.
We grew up very different. My mom is an artist. Totally different house. Yeah, totally different. Yeah, it was there. The organization, like one of the reasons why I had to move out of my parents' house when I did, my mom and I were butting heads because I wanted organization and systems and stuff. And her brain just doesn't work the same way as mine. And so her and I were battling in the kitchen. I would go organize the whole kitchen. And I was a teen, you know what I mean? It wasn't my kitchen, but I organized it in a way that like made more sense to me. She was the one that still did all the cooking and stuff, you know what I mean? And so when she went to go make everybody dinner, I moved the spices to where I thought it should be. And she was like, "And my mom's a lot shorter than me. It didn't function for her." So she would move it all back. And then I'd go do it again. And we would art like this was an ongoing fight because my brain wanted it in a certain way and hers needed it in a totally different way. Because I was becoming an adult right? I was 20 and it was her home though, right? Like it was
I
time for
get
me
that.
to get my own. You know, I lived there through college, but I was like, you know, and now, right, my mom's best friend, you know, thank God I have a great relationship with my mom now. But we butted heads. 13, 14, bad. 19, 20, 21, time to go.
I understand like organized messes, but for me, and the way that our family is large, and the way that a lot of them function mentally, messes equal chaos. It just like, I won't say who in
And
this house, but let's just, well, fuck that. I'll just
well,
say all
think.
every, let's just say anyone in this household who goes to look for something and they can't find it, and they've got 5 seconds before they have to be at the bus stop. Is it worth you turning the household completely upside down and starting everyone, including your day, off like that? No. What would
Teenage
avoid
girls,
that?
oh
What would avoid
yeah, of
that?
course they're
Well,
all
even
gonna do
Gabby did that.
that.
Gabby did that today. She couldn't find any underwear. I'm like, I'm sorry, boo. You're gonna have to go commando because,
What?
yeah, you're gonna have to figure it out. Because I told her last night, do your laundry. You don't have any underwear left. Her room's a mess. And that's hard for me because I go in and clean it all the time and I shouldn't. And I told her, dude, you're double digits, okay? I need you to take pride in your room and in your space. I don't want you to be the type of person that is living in filth and chaos and you're constantly scrambling to find anything. Let's pause. Let's do ourselves a solid. Let's show we care about ourselves because at the end of the day, we all know. It ain't up to you to make me happy. You gotta make you happy.
Yep,
And
happiness is
as
an in
parents, we have to
inside thing.
step in sometimes. And she was rocked this morning. We could have avoided that if you, A, put
Well,
your underwear
she
in the
hasn't
bin.
learned that yet. She's got to go through that like 7 more times before that
Right.
lesson actually sinks
Well,
in.
that's great, Sarah. We're at 48, so. But
I'm just
you know what I'm
saying.
saying. It, I think.
Okay, so maybe the learning curve for her is, you know, different. And everyone in this house is on they're on their journey of learning that. How old were you when you figured out the systems that worked for you
Okay,
in running your home? They're not running a home yet. They're just existing in yours.
How are they going to run a home if they can't show up for this one?
They have to figure out their path on what works for them. They haven't figured it out yet. They're still in that. They're not done yet. They're still grown up. They got to figure out what works for my mom's brain doesn't work for my brain, right? She figured out what worked in her kitchen. That's not what works in my kitchen, right? So I got to move out and get my own kitchen and get a kitchen that functions in my way. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough living, growing up in a system that isn't meant for you.
Yeah.
That wasn't organized the way your brain needs it to.
So I know your mom is short in Aquarius, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not speaking for her. I can just speak for myself because of the, like right now I'm thinking 48 different things. I'm shocked I can even stay on topic and hold a conversation sometimes because my brain, I'm going 90 to nothing all the time.
Yeah. And not everyone's does that.
Yeah. And so I can appreciate, and my sister's an Aquarius and she's also an artist, and you go to her house and it looks a lot different than mine. So I understand hers is organized. Chaos. She knows where everything's at. She's mm-hmm. That's her home though. Mm-hmm. And I get it. And I totally respect people that are like that. I don't have an issue with it. But for me, for us to function, I find it's just so nice and mentally freeing when you can go and grab something and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can walk into your house and you're not tripping over things. And if it wasn't something that wasn't important, if it wasn't something that didn't affect the human condition and the energy, then why do we have house cleaners? Then why is the expectation that every time you walk into anyone's establishment, restaurant, movie theater, spa, all of these things, part of their marketing, part of their face, part of them showing up and saying no words, but showing up and saying, this is who the fuck I am. My shit is on point and it's organized, and you can walk into this environment and feel uplifted or feel like, let's get down to business.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean.
Yeah.
And that's my point.
Well, I think, but there's so many factors that go into it. I agree with you, and I are so on the same page. Like, I need a clean space for my brain to be functioning on, mm-hmm. running on all cylinders. I do need a clean and organized space. And there are some people, because of traumas growing up, that organized chaos feels safer. That is where they, and I not necessarily mean that is what's best for them, but that's what's comfortable. And so they stay in that. It's a defense mechanism to stay comfortable and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they know. I have a friend that she grew up in a very regimented, very clean home, had to be pristine, like showroom everywhere. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare walk into that room. I just vacuumed. Mm-hmm. The lines are perfect still. Mm-hmm. Your dad hasn't seen it yet.
I can be that way.
That kind of, yeah. Okay. So
yeah, got it.
I have a friend that grew up in that. And she's gone so far the other way that she is uncomfortable coming to my home if it is too clean, because she feels like she's on pins and needles and in the home she grew up in, and it is uncomfortable for her. So there are, and I don't know that that's not as more common than we think.
It is way more common than we think. My other mom, Cindy, her mom was like that, but
so then when she's raising you, that regimented, right? It's either you like, that was comfortable. That's normal. That's what she does. So that's how she ran her home.
Yeah.
Or you go so far the other way of like, I cannot be like that.
Okay.
Because that was so hard to grow up in.
Yeah. I mean, that's her feeling. I mean, oh my God, Cindy's going to kill me. But there was a thing in our household where we couldn't have the toilet paper roll backwards. So anytime you look at the toilet paper on a roll, it should roll this way.
Yes, that's the correct way to put your toilet paper.
Well, some people don't care.
My mom and that was it that way. She's got to go the other way.
Yeah, she's an Aquarius.
I still switch it when I go to her house. I'm like,
I do too.
The wrong way.
I switch it in my house. It's something Cindy drove deep into my brain. And no matter what, you should see me in a public toilet trying to fix those things where the toilet paper drops. I'm like, oh, this is all wrong. So, but I understand why. Because you want to, you're sitting there like a cat trying to get the toilet paper to come out and it's still not rolling because
Because
it's not going the right way. It's meant to go this way. I understand the method to her madness, but those are the types of subjects where you're like, okay, pick and choose your battle, right?
Oh, I got a story for that.
So I get that. But I mean, it's kind of like what we were talking about before, how you show up. I mean, you're not going to go to the White House and see, shit everywhere. Why? Because he has a revolving door of people coming in. The first lady, always a representation of the White House, no matter where she goes. Clean, smells good, hair's in place, not a single fiber. There's a show I'm watching on Netflix that has Felicity in it. I don't know her actual name. And she, it's like a, it's a government show. She's, I probably should know more details, but every time I get on this fucking podcast, my brain goes out the window. And her hair on this show is a fucking hot mess.
I
And she is in a
she's got
prestigious position in this particular show. She doesn't have Felicity hair in this. It's straight and it's everywhere.
Did you watch her on The Americans?
No. No, but you're digressing. So hold on. Her hair's a mess in the thing. And then she meets with the vice president, who is a woman in the show. And that's the first thing she says. You need to get your shit together. Where do you think the word of vibe comes from? Like those are things that have to do with cleanliness and putting yourself together and showing up. My biggest fear is one of my kids is going to go get a job and then they're just gonna be that employee that comes off as like, I don't care if there's grease on the burger grill. I have tomorrow off. I don't care. Because that means you don't care about the next person that has to use it. That means you don't care about all the customers that come in through that door. They're gonna eat nasty shit fuck burgers because you couldn't do your job and clean. You're just gonna leave it because it doesn't affect you. That's the feeling that drives me bananas is when someone doesn't do something because it requires just a little more. Just put your shoes in the closet. Put your backpack on the bench. The bench is there. Bought the bench for your motherfucking backpacks. It doesn't go in the center of the living room where even the dogs are tripping on it. The other thing, when the dogs rip open a toy and the fluff is everywhere and it's swirling around in the house every time the doors open and close, and it's everywhere. It looks like it snowed in here. Every one of them stepped through it, on it, over it. It can be in their backpack. They don't care.
That happens at my house too.
And pick it up. Now I'm like, you guys are old enough. When you see fluff and you know it doesn't belong on the carpet, pick it up and throw it away. Because they're at an age where they got to start working. They're at an age where they need to start showing up as adults. And they, in a world that is so competitive, what are you doing to rise above it?
Who's has to show up as an adult?
The girls. They're entering adulthood. Like Gigi is going to be in college soon. She's going in her last year of high school. Carly will be getting into high school next year. And these are the years where like you really got to drive it home so that those annoying things that you need to nail in the household show up and work. What would it look like? I've gotten jobs this way where I've been the person that's like, okay, I'm just going to I'm visiting someone's house, like my son knows to do the dishes. If he's at someone's house and they're all cooking and he's joining the family, he absolutely does the dishes. He does the dishes, he helps the mom push the chairs in, clean up. He's always asking, like, hey, is it okay if I leave my shoes here? Yeah, that's so polite. You can ask my neighbor Jerry. When he went over there to hang out with Tristan, he helped her, she cooked, he helped her cook, clean the dishes. When you can create that muscle with them, right? And then you get comments like, gosh, I have employees that can't even do that. That is how they rise above. They don't have to be these, you can learn anything. It's character. It builds character. Cleaning and cleanliness means you give a shit. And you know that or it wouldn't bother you. I'm not saying like when I go to your house and the boys have just rammed into a whole Lego tower or they're coloring and they're doing their thing on a Wednesday with you, Absolutely. When we cook in the kitchen, there is flour from here to there, everywhere.
Yeah.
Have fun. I'm not saying be a tight ass and have a stick up your ass. I'm not saying that. Fix it. Make it better than it was. Like Gandhi said when you started, make it better than it was. You know, and cleaning the kitchen means getting the flour off of all the handles. It doesn't mean leaving it there so someone can, you know, walk by it and now their entire black suit, because that's my primary color, is like doused with flour because you didn't want to take the extra time to clean. It's very, it's visually, you can see it. It's not like I'm
Yeah.
getting in there and really, it's just things like that. Taking the initiative, it really says something about somebody, you know, going the extra mile.
Well, I mean, what about the families that have cleaners?
Why do they have cleaners? Because they like their shit clean.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, I think there's more than one way to cut an apple, right? There's more than one
I know where you're
way.
going with this. I totally know where you're going with this.
I think, well, there's not one way to teach that character building and stuff, right? And if I just think what?
No, yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
Yeah, and picking your battles, and not all kids learn in the same way.
Correct.
You know, so like my sister and I grew up in the same house. We are totally different people, so opposite in so many things. And I'm learning now that I have two kids, like the difference between firstborns and secondborns and why that is. I mean, I'm a secondborn. And so I didn't realize,
I'm a one and only babe.
yeah, well, I mean, kind of. You got a sister and a bro, but
Different moms,
yeah.
different
Yeah,
households, completely.
exactly. Yeah, totally. And yeah,
You're in a stage of in your life where you had toddlers. My house didn't look like this when I had toddlers.
I mean, well, I've let a lot of things go because I was so, I think I just like my friend that went from like totally opposite, grew up in a really strict clean house, and she went to like opposite of that.
She's just a mess.
And I'm like the opposite. Like I grew up in a more messy house, and so now I'm like, clean. And neither one is super healthy. When Josh and I were dating, we got married and we had a set of dishes, and I thought it was so disrespectful. I thought he was messing with me on purpose of putting these plates in the wrong way in the cupboard, and they were square and they had like a stripe that went up the like diagonally, and I thought he was messing with me putting them in the cupboard the wrong way. He wasn't. He just didn't realize like I wanted them. He didn't notice that I always had them up the same exact way. And same with the bowls, and same with everything, like in my cupboards. And I would like complain to my mom, like, ugh, when he like puts away dishes, he puts them on the wrong way. And she was like, do you want help or not? Because then I'd be like, he never does anything, and I do it all. And which isn't like you have to choose. Do you want help or do you want it done exactly the way your way?
I have feelings about all that you
You
said.
can't, well, you can't, you have to. So I fixed it. I got rid of those dishes. We got all white.
Oh, we just threw them away.
Got rid of them. They're all white. Now no one can put them away the wrong way. And problem solved.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When he put him away in a way that wasn't the way you were expecting, did you tell him, Josh, honey, can we please put the dishes away this way? Is that okay with you?
Well, when I would notice he wasn't there. And so finally, after I was like, do you do this to mess with me? He's like, do what? He had no idea.
Fair.
Yeah. And he was like, no, I just didn't ever notice that you had them a certain way. I'm like, the bowls, the stripe goes that, so because you could see in the cupboard the stripes going the right
It looks
way.
pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty matters. Now, pause on that. Once you told him that, did he continue to do it his way?
I can't remember. This was almost 13 years ago, probably now, at the very, very beginning of our marriage. But yeah, I can't remember. I feel like he probably did it the right way.
He just
The
didn't
right,
know. Like
my
I,
way.
yeah. I mean, I had to tell Greg that. And
But I
if
think like, but then the bowls would get shifted or something. I'm like, I'm done. Out. All white. Can't mess them up now.
We have all white too.
But the bowls get janky. Like that, I just you got they gotta be straight.
Yeah, that's why I put them in a
And then I
drawer.
just gotta let that. That's like really low priority type
Low.
stuff that I gotta let go. And I'm getting better at that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm sure once you told him, he changed it. And then it probably just got frustrating because it wasn't perfect. And so you're like, fuck it, we're getting rid of these motherfucking dishes. So
Yeah,
I get that.
they were like
But
causing a
let's try
dish
this on for
causing.
size. What if you said, Josh, please put them away this way. I like when they look this way. Is that okay with you? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I get it. And then you have that conversation and it's very clear. It's so clear to the point where if you're like, hey, remember the conversation we had about the dishes and the fucking stripe? He's like, yeah, I remember it. And then you look and every single time he puts them away, they're fucked every time. Wouldn't you start to be like, okay, you know, first time I thought, all right, let you know now we're on the same page. But now you just,
I know
do
what
you
you're getting
just,
at.
fucking do it because you want me irritated? Why do you do that? Why? I just want to know the why. Because you're talking about simple
Well, that you
things that
got
are
to
easy
ask.
to
It's
put
a
away
question.
the right way. And what if he's like, oh, I just didn't think about it? Wouldn't that be maddening? If you were like, motherfucker, we just had a talk about this. We've continued to have talks about it, and now you still don't do it this way. So I'm fucking throwing these away because clearly you're not getting it.
Well, I
It feels
mean, you got
disrespectful.
it's well,
Wouldn't it be?
if that's what you're making it mean.
Okay.
Or does it just mean that it is not, it is, they don't feel like that's an important thing that they need to put energy into? It doesn't, that what they're doing doesn't necessarily mean it has anything to do with me. It's a them thing.
And you're making it about you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I know you, right? Like it could be, and you don't know unless you ask. You need to stay in curiosity and
I
out of
don't think
judgment. You can't
anybody.
make it mean something
Yeah.
unless you've asked them specifically, why are you doing this? Stay in curiosity and out of judgment. Try and do that as much as I can in life. It is not easy.
But how many people are gonna be like, yeah, I fucking put them away the wrong way because you know what? It brings me joy and I get a little bit of a lady boner when I have to hear you say that's not the right way.
I mean, someone might say I did it because it's funny, because I know what bugs you. Someone
Yeah.
might say that.
Well, yeah, me and Greg do that with Vinny's YouTube. It's funny that we use his YouTube. He gets so mad about it. He's so
Okay.
mad.
And he has expressed to you he doesn't want you to do it.
Yep.
And you still do it. Is this different? Is it any different?
But that raises my point. We know we're doing it. We 100% know.
And you think it's funny.
I think it's funny, but it's really irritating.
It's
We need to get our
funny
own YouTube because it irritates
because it
him.
irritates him.
Yeah.
Are you seeing what I'm getting at?
But you see where I'm getting at. I feel like if even if you ask, there's always that like, okay, why then? And then they're like, oh, if I ask Gabby, why are you doing this? Why do you continue to do this? And she'll tell me, because I threw my backpack down and I didn't want to deal with this and I didn't want to do that. And I'm like, all right, fair, but you need to do that. This is one thing that you wouldn't have to hear my voice over if you just did it. And they're
But
going to
maybe they like
experience
getting
that
the
in
attention
school.
from you, because they know if I throw this down, mom's gonna I'm gonna get that attention.
Dude, Gabby
And
gets
it
so
is
much
not,
attention from me.
well, it, but it's not even that like thought out.
Sometimes
I'll
it's
just put it
not.
away when
Yeah.
mom tells me to. I'll just do it when mom tells me. That could be it too, right?
I think the other thing about, and I'll speak specifically for my household, what's frustrating sometimes is when you hear the kids telling each other the exact thing that I tell them. And yet they still don't do it. But they're telling everybody else, you need to be doing that. So they know. So then you're like, okay. It's just maddening a
That's a
little
power
bit.
thing.
It,
That's
yeah.
a dynamic. That's them growing up and taking that power that they're growing into. That's just a stage of development.
Well, I don't want them to develop that. I want them to do what I say because I don't ask a lot and be done because
What
I'm
I
tired of talking.
say.
I only have enough voice for this podcast, okay? I don't have enough voice to go through innate bullshit that just isn't implemented. And back to our subject of is cleanliness
No,
affects your mental state?
right.
Yep, it
I think
does.
it does. I think and in it does, and it can go either direction.
Yeah, it
Right. I
can.
think in this is a good rule in everything in moderation. I think anything too extreme in either direction is not a good thing. Everything in moderation in life, literally everything.
Yeah, agreed. And your friend who went complete opposite of her mom being so stringent on
I have
cleanliness
another friend that went the
and
other way
going
too.
completely opposite. I get that. However, now she's an adult. If any of my kids want to run a household in their way and that's how it shows up, that's cool. But I know that it's not because of me. I know that they have the
What do
tools
you
and the sponges and the clean, like they know, because now it's on them. Now it's on them. If that's how they want to live, then, but not in this house.
But they might go that way if it's too, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was too stringent, right? Moderation. Like, there
Yeah.
has to be some like
I mean, your house should be lived in. I
grace.
understand that.
Yeah, it's not always I get that like I feel like us millennials too, especially like because we'd come home and there was a note and be like, the dishes better be unloaded or you're not doing shit, right? Like
Yeah.
that was, and we would come home to those kinds of threatening notes or whatever, right? Like,
Yeah.
not that that really happened all that much with me, but I have a friend that her mother's home was very toxic. She ended up not living with her mother when we were in high school and stuff, and she was so neat and organized because it was what she could control, right? And I mean, and this is just my observation now. I haven't talked to her about this since we've been adults,
Yeah.
and but she still like runs a very clean home and stuff. But as she's become a mother, it's not as extreme anymore. But her home, it was like militant, folded, pristine, everything in its place, dusted, shiny.
I grew up that way. Yeah, I did. It taught me a lot, or a whole lot. And then when you become an adult on your own and you get to see how other people are, you're just like, that was allowed in your household? Oh my God.
I
Like,
mean,
whoa. I think right when you leave the house and you go into you're starting adulthood, it's wild to
to
see
see
how
how
other people
different,
live and how they do
yeah.
things and what they've, taken upon themselves. If they want to have a messy fucking house, I don't live in that house. So that house doesn't affect me. I don't care. But here we have different lessons. And they're not lessons to be mean. They're lessons so that you can take that and you can implement it into a job, into college, into your space. When you start introducing people into your world, you're not gonna have all your friends aren't gonna be quiet and be like, oh, it's cool that there's, cat boxes everywhere. And it smells like fucking urine and dead bodies. I'm cool with that. Let's break bread. You're gonna have a friend that's gonna be like, I'm afraid my vagina is gonna catch something if I stay in this place one more minute.
I don't think I've ever had a friend
Oh,
say something
I
like
have walked into a
that,
house where I've had to say that, where I'm just like, it was so filthy.
I mean, have you ever been in a frat house? Like, they're disgusting.
Yeah, but frat houses are just, they have den mothers, don't they, that like clean up after them and stuff? Because their
Is
number one goal is to go to college and do
That's
good.
not their number one goal.
It should be.
Okay.
It should be, but we all know that they just want to nut in randoms and eat Twinkies. I know the truth.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, when you're an adult, changes a little.
Yeah.
And when you're
But,
not doing that,
and adult for a guy and adult for a girl are also different ages.
how far apart are men and women mentally?
Like
Like,
4 or 5 years.
oh, so Greg and I are the same age, mentally.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot
Don't
pole.
dim my light because my shit is bright. Okay, is that it?
I think that's it.
And that's that.
And that's that.